What's going on, y'all? And good morning on this day, Friday, September 27th. This is your Clap Your Hands morning update, giving you all the Sixers news you need to know, as well as what to keep your eye on. And of course, one thing to think about as you go throughout the day. It's your man, James Jackson. Y'all, we are on the final day of the first week of these morning daily podcasts. So I just want to thank everyone once again who's been, you know, tuning in with me from Monday until now, Friday, through these morning pods. Remember to follow me and the pod on social media at jimmy.j23, at Clap Your Hands Pod on Twitter, on Instagram, because you know I want to hear from y'all. You know we're in this together as the season starts, through the regular season, through playoffs, and hopefully through a championship this year, y'all. So tweet at me what you want to be updated on, what you want to know, and what you're hearing about the Sixers. So you guys know how we do. We've been doing it for a whole week now. I'm giving you your Sixers update. So first, we'll go through the schedule, and when we have games and stuff on the docket, I definitely will, you know, get you a more concrete schedule. But as you know, nothing has changed. I'll go through injuries. I'll go through general news. And then on the other side of the break, I'll continue my player breakdown, my roster breakdown, player by player, the newcomers. Today, I'm going to do Reggie Jackson because I think Reggie Jackson's a pretty good addition to what the Sixers got going on. And then, of course, the one thing to leave you with throughout your day. Before I get to Sixers news, speaking of the schedule, because we know next week when we come back on Monday, the Sixers will have their media day. So media day scheduled for Monday, September 30th. I will be there. Your boy, James Jackson, Jimmy J, will be at Sixers media day, boots on the ground. Okay, getting a first look at this 2024-2025 Sixers squad. I'll hopefully talk to, you know, as many players as they let me talk to, but I will be there. Pictures, videos on Twitter, sound bites. So make sure you're following me at jimmy.j23 on Twitter because I'm all sights and sounds from Sixers Media Day. I'm reporting it all. Like, if a fly lands on the basket, I'm going to report it. Like, I'm literally going to let you guys know what's going on every step of the way at Sixers Media Day. Make sure you're following me. Other Sixers news, because there's still Sixers news happening, man. Even though there's not Sixers basketball, and it's still centered around Joel Embiid, the immaculate summer that Joel Embiid is having. Because he announced that he is having a second child with his now wife, Ana Paula. You know that Joel and Ana Paula recently got married. They have a four-year-old son already named Arthur, who we already adore. And Joel announced pretty soon they're going to be adding a daughter to their family as he announced that at the United Nations General Assembly event that he's attending this week in New York. So congrats to the big fella, first of all, for extending the family. We know how much he loves being a father. We know how much family means to him, and he just gets to allow that family to grow even more. So I love to see that, man. That's just more life, more blessings to the big fella, Joel Embiid. But it's the way he announced it that just stood out to me a little bit, right? So at one of the events he's speaking at, the host of the event asked him how he and other prominent African leaders plan on lifting up the next generation. And his, first of all, what a question, right? And his answer was, what's the next step? What can we do to make sure that we reach that next level? Focus on the youth, the focus on the women, because the women are extremely important. Since I've become a parent, I have a four-year-old son and have a daughter on the way. There's the announcement. You put so much more emphasis on what you have to do as a role model and as a leader. So that's a powerful answer he gave right there. First of all, kudos to him for that answer, because what a question, right? Like, my goodness. Like, I don't know if he knew that question was coming beforehand or someone trained. I don't know, but that's an immaculate way to pick up that question and to be able to articulate such an answer like this. But it just shows kind of where his head is at, where Joel Embiid is at mentally. And I said yesterday when I first reported him being at this United Nations General Assembly and speaking on how sports can help the economical situation in Africa and the financial situation in Africa, I said I didn't want to reach too much because I didn't want to say that the leadership and the expressive qualities that he was going to have at this summit, at this event, was going to encourage him to continue that into the season. I said I didn't want to reach too much and say that. But after hearing this announcement, after reading this response that he gave, after further seeing how much some of this stuff means to him, I'm doubling down. I'm doubling down on my statement yesterday about his leadership qualities, because he even said it himself. You put so much more emphasis on what it means to be a role model and what it means to be a leader. This is something that Embiid is actively trying to do, actively trying to strengthen his ability to be a leader. This isn't something that people are pushing him to do. This isn't something that, is forced upon him. This is something that he's naturally seeking out ways. How can I become a better role model? How can I become a better leader in the ways that I'm passionate about? That's how you grow the most. It's not when someone, sits you down in a room and trains you how to be a better leader, right? Or someone comes over and lectures you how to be a better leader. This is when you go and seek it yourself. This is how you really figure out in yourself how to become a leader. Embiid is doing that. And if you don't think that any of this is going to permeate into the Sixers locker room and he's going to be able to stand up in a room full of grown men and be able to talk to them and lead them and be able to send a message, then I think you're just being a little bit stubborn. It's a little bit in denial. Because I'm telling you, the things that he's doing, the places he's speaking, what he's saying, there's a small section of the world that can do that in the way he's doing that and the bravado in which he's doing it. I'm just saying, this is good stuff from a man who was labeled as soft-spoken, labeled as immature. All that stuff was labeled as on Embiid not that long ago. And when he does the DMX chop celly, they love to bring it back out. But I look at stuff like this, and I say, look at my franchise player. Look at my MVP center growing himself as a well-rounded human being. That can only be a good thing for my basketball team. I'm telling you. So shout out to Embiid one more time on not only kind of showing more of his maturity and his growth level, but growing his family. We love to absolutely see that. So Joel and DePaula are soon to welcome a hopefully healthy baby girl. So congrats to Joel one more time, and more Sixers news, because as Joel's family grows, so does Maxie's family, but not in the same way. I know a lot of y'all held your breath just now. I know a lot of y'all just held your breath just now. Not in the same way. Maxie got a dog. So Joel is getting a daughter, and Maxie's getting another dog. So shared pictures of his new dog on Twitter. Looks like her name is going to be Ari. He said, everyone say hi to Miss Ari. So we say hi to Miss Ari. It looks to be some kind of like American bully mix. I'm not good at dog breeds. I know my man Judd is really good at dog breeds. Judd, if you're listening to this pod, take a look at Maxie's new dog. Let me know if you know what kind of a breed it is, and we'll share it with the world. I'm not good at that, but hey man, congrats to Maxie. I'm a dog person. I love dogs. More dogs the merrier. So he got two of them now, and I'm sure we'll see them at some point. I'm sure he'll show off the dogs to us, because that's what he loves to do. So that's the Sixers news that I have for you guys. But on the other side of the break, what I'm going to do, I'm continuing my roster breakdown of the newcomers, especially to the Sixers. This time, it's my man Reggie Jackson coming over from the Denver Nuggets. So Reggie Jackson, what I expect from him, and of course, one thing to leave you with today on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. Welcome back. to this Morning Sixers update, your Clap Your Hands daily podcast, the final episode of the first week of these daily pods. Again, thank you so much for rocking with me, your man James Jackson, at Jimmy.J23, at Clap Your Hands Pod on Twitter and on Instagram. Make sure you're following me, man, because like I said, I'm boots on the ground Monday at Sixers Media Day, September 30th. So those reports will probably come out Tuesday, right? Because I'll go to Media Day Monday. I'll do the reports and you'll have them for you on Tuesday morning for your morning update. So those will be there for you. Make sure you're following me. So I just did my news reporting on the other side of that break, before the break, on Embiid and Maxey's family growing. By the way, I know that that Maxey update, that's the hard-hitting journalism you guys are looking for. I know that's big journalism from me. So you're welcome for me really digging deep and finding stories like that. Okay, that's breaking news stuff right there. Exclusive stuff from me. I know. Keep it locked here for more updates like that. But in all seriousness, I now get to my roster breakdown, my continued roster breakdown. We're starting with the newcomers of this roster, and that leads me to another vet. I talked a lot about, you know, vets in these daily pods. Another vet in Reggie Jackson coming over from the Denver Nuggets. A guy who, look, I talked about Caleb Martin yesterday about being able to be a star in his role. And if Reggie Jackson may not be a star in his role, but Reggie Jackson knows his role. And that is a very good, very viable, very reliable backup point guard in this league, man. And for the longest time, you know, since Reggie Jackson kind of left Detroit, he's been known to me as one of the, if not the best backup point guard in the league for a long time. Just steady, coming off the bench. And it's something that you really value, especially when you have a young point guard. So started in Oklahoma City, went to Detroit from 2015 to 2020, and then for the last three seasons has been with the Clippers and has been in that backup point guard role, has been in that supportive role. And so he knows how to bring that to the Sixers, how to bring that to help further a young, developing Tyrese Maxey. But don't get it twisted. I expect Reggie Jackson to come here and see real rotational minutes as a backup or ancillary point guard. Last season, for defending champion Denver Nuggets, he averaged over 20 minutes a game and averaged 10 points and 4 rebounds. So saw real rotational minutes, saw action, and was productive in those minutes. And I think the Sixers could really use that level of production coming off their bench. I mean, the last year, the bench was not something the Sixers hung their hats on at all, something that kind of struggled often. And if you look at just traditionally over championship-level teams, teams who win and go to the finals, they're deep teams. The best teams have the best benches in the league. It's strength in numbers. It's however you want to put it. So if you can just bolster your bench, make sure that you have solid options that you can rely upon coming off your bench, that's going to help you win games, especially in the playoffs. And Reggie Jackson helps that agenda for sure. So we also talked about players helping to alleviate pressure off the big three, especially Joel Embiid. That's like really where my alleviate pressure is focused at. And Reggie Jackson also does that. We talked about Caleb Martin's catch and shoot three-point ability. Reggie Jackson also shot 40% on catch and shoot threes last season, right? That seems to be maybe something that was a focus of Daryl Morey in the offseason, because look at these acquisitions. Reggie Jackson, Caleb Martin, Eric Gordon, all good spot-up shooters, all good catch and shoot three-point shooters, especially off of a kickout. Right? You think of Eric Gordon in the corners and on the wing, Caleb Martin on the corners and in the wing, and Reggie Jackson up top. All kickout options for Embiid, all bench and supportive pieces, not Caleb Martin, but Reggie Jackson, Eric Gordon, bench and supportive pieces too, being able to mix the lineups in. So just more support, more roles for Reggie Jackson to be able to come and help. And he's coming in as maybe the third point guard. That I do understand. That is where it does get a little kind of tricky for how many minutes he's going to see, how much impact he's going to see. So he's going to probably share that backup role with Kyle Lowry right now. But Kyle Lowry isn't really, to me, at this stage in his career, being known as a reliable scorer off the bench. He had his moments with the Sixers last season, had a couple of games where he popped. I think his first game, he had an 11-point game is in his Sixers debut. So it's not like he can't score the ball. But consistently, that's not what I'm looking to do. I'm looking for, as Lowry kind of facilitates and sets the pace, Reggie Jackson can look to maybe score a little bit and maybe kind of put a little bit more pressure on the lane, pressure on the rim with his ability to get crafty with ball handling as well. So I think that's a good role for Reggie Jackson, right? That's a plug-and-play piece, a guy who's just coming off helping to win a championship. Like, I cannot stress that enough, that he's played a supporting role on a team who just won a title, right? So he knows what it takes. Like, that kind of experience to me is invaluable for a team whose core doesn't have it. So I'm looking for that Reggie Jackson to be there. So I think he's going to be even more help and support for Maxey as well, right? Like, I know the Sixers have, at this point, a lot of guard depth, if you kind of look at it, right? They just signed Lester Quinones yesterday to a two-way deal. You drafted Jared McCain in the draft, who's going to be another point guard or two guard for you. You go out and get Eric Gordon. You go out and get Reggie Jackson. You re-sign Kyle Lowry. I get there's a lot of guards. There's a lot of guards on the Sixers roster. But to that point, I don't think you can have too much support, especially at that position. You can't have too much support regardless. And that's my one thing that I want to leave you guys with today, is that you can never have too much support. And for us in particular, when we look at our budding and up-and-coming superstar in Maxey, you cannot have too much support for somebody like that. Maxey is still young and coming into his own in this league. Don't let the most improved fool you and the year after year jumps fool you. This is a guy who's still trying to find exactly where he's going to have the most impact in this league, still growing on a year-to-year basis. And having someone who's, one, found a niche in this league, been able to survive in this league through multiple teams and a 10-plus year career, and a guy who's, like I just said, been able to support guys in going and winning a championship. He supported a young Kentucky guard to go win a championship with Jamal Murray. Why not go and support another young Kentucky guard and winning one in Tyrese Maxey, right? We just watched how much Maxey grew and learned from someone like James Harden. And I'm not saying that Reggie Jackson has kind of the skill or even the same things to offer that James Harden does on the basketball court, but what him and Kyle Lowry, to me, what they have nearly as much and maybe even more to teach Maxey or to give to Maxey is knowledge, right? Is just game, is experience, to be able to pass that down to what may be the fastest ascending young player in the league. One of them for sure in Tyrese Maxey. You can't have too much support for that. You can't have too many voices in the room. You can't have too many adults in the room to help Maxey. That doesn't exist, right? When you talk about, oh, he doesn't need another OG. Yeah, you do. You can't have too many OGs. And at this stage in his career, that's kind of where Reggie Jackson is hitting, is OG status, right? It's year of like 14, 15 in the league for him. He OG. And look at Reggie. Look at him. Don't he kind of look like the uncle at the barbecue who hopped off the grill to show nephew that he was All-State in high school? Like, don't he look like that? Like, nephew, what you doing with that? Let me see the rock. You don't even know what you don't ask about me. Like, where Reggie shoot and it's all net, he walked back to the grill. He said, hey, you better ask them about me down South Central High. Like, that's Reggie Jackson. Right. So I joke, but I do think that The veteran leadership quality at that position, Kyle Lowry and Reggie Jackson, those are good staples, man. Those are good influences to be able to have on Maxey. I don't want to kind of over-exaggerate the role that Reggie Jackson is going to come here and play, right? I'm not going to say that I know that Daryl Morey went and got him because he was like, okay, he can be a mentor to Tyrese Maxey. I'm not saying that. So I don't want to paint it that way. But he does have a lot of knowledge to give. He's seen a lot in this league. He's been around a lot of places. He's been in good situations. He's been in bad situations. He can tell you about everything in between, right? So where Embiid is growing into the great superstar and leader he is, he's not quite an OG. He hasn't quite been around the block like that. Reggie has, and Reggie going to tell Tyrese about it, right? So like I said, I don't want to blow it up. I don't want to make it too big. I don't want to overstate the role that Reggie Jackson could play here. But one thing I do know is that he's added support for Maxey, and you can never have too much support. That's my one thing that I want to leave you guys with today as you go about your day and think about the Sixers. So thank you for a great first week of Morning Update Pods. This has been your Clap Your Hands Sixers Morning Update. Thank you guys once again. Be sure to stay tuned next week as I hit the ground for Sixers Media Day. But until then, until next week, I'll catch you guys. Have a good weekend.